This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. I realize today as I address you that very likely you're very busy in one way or another, thinking your own thoughts, doing your own deeds, but I would ask you to take just a few moments out of that busy day and study with us from the Word of God. If you're at home and your Bible is handy, I would plead with you to get it and to read along with me to check up and see if what I'm telling you is really the truth. We've been talking for several days about a truly wonderful subject, the love of God. Not just the love of God in general, but the qualities of the love of God. What are the characteristics of God's love? We've already pointed out 7 of these, that it's universal, tenacious, protective, providing, understanding, non-forgetful, and timely. Now today, I want to begin by saying in the 8th place that the love of God is indestructible. You cannot kill it. Now you know we human beings love one another, and sometimes we kill the love that other people have for us. You have a man and woman who fall in love and become man and wife. They love one another deeply. But perhaps one of them is unfaithful to the other, and that kills or destroys the love, let us say, which the wife has for the husband if he is unfaithful, or the husband for the wife if she is unfaithful. Sometimes a father and mother can destroy the love which their children have for them, or vice versa. Let us consider the case in the book of Hosea in the Old Testament, which deals with the principle of God's love for man, that it is indestructible. In fact, God uses the illustration of a man named Hosea, whose wife Gomer was unfaithful with him. In fact, it seems that she consorted with almost every man who passed by. And she left him for other men. And yet when word comes to Hosea that she is to be sold as a slave in the marketplace after her lovers have cast her aside, no longer caring for her, he does not say simply, "Well, she has made her bed, now let her lie in it, I care nothing at all for her." Rather, he goes to the slave market and buys her. He does, of course, say that she must go through a period of repentance to show that she has changed her mind about the kind of life she has lived. But God is using this to show the indestructibility of the love of Hosea for his wife Gomer, to illustrate his own love for his people Israel at that time. Of course, now God has a universal gospel. The law of Moses was addressed only to the Jews, but the gospel is addressed to everybody. And God wants us to know that he loves everybody and that we cannot kill his love. So long as we have life, we have opportunity of salvation. It doesn't matter how evil you have been, how many black sins there may have been in your life. God loves you so much that he gave his son to die for you, to shed his blood and to offer that blood in heaven, as we read in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 through 15. And by that blood, God will save you if only you will respond to him in faith, love, repentance, and obedience to the gospel in being baptized for the remission of your sins, that you might be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no point, there is no truth more important to any of us than the indestructibility of the love of God. You may say, "But you may not know all the terrible things that I've done." But I will say, as Paul said, as he was guided with the Holy Spirit in the book of Romans, that where sin did abound, grace did the more abound. If you have sinned horribly and terribly day after day for year after year, it is still the truth that God can and will save you if you will respond to him in loving obedience to his will. He is able to save to the uttermost those that draw nigh unto him. Let me plead with you today to think about the marvel of that truth. God's love is indestructible. He loves you no matter how terribly you have sinned. But our time's gone for today. I want you to know that I'm very glad that you've been with us. I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue our study of the qualities of the love of God. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my prayer.